and I would like to welcome David Wilcock. David, good evening.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for bringing me on, buddy.
Absolutely, David. Now, I got to say
that coffee commercial you ran made me actually think, hey, you know, maybe I ought to drink coffee.
Cause yeah, I know, right?
It sounds like you're talking about a fine wine there, and the only other way you could get a finer type of connoisseur is that coffee that the monkeys eat the beans and then they poop them out or something?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, I get so much email from listeners out there that say, you know what? I ordered the coffee because the way you describe it in that commercial, right? and they go, you know what? But it is all of that. And you don't hype it up enough. So I left you. You've got some up at the house somewhere. You should.
Yeah, I mean, I'm celebrating 25 years of freedom from mind altering substances as of September 21st, and I tend to include coffee in that. But I do occasionally have coffee spiked desserts and things. So maybe I'll brew up some of that stuff and make a pudding out of it or something.
Well, if there is a mind-altering coffee, it would be Fade to Black blend. I can assure you of that. All right. So are you ready to go? A life break, and it was interesting how you put it that way. You did sort of disappear. Normally, you and I talk, you know, once a week or so, and we touch base. And I haven't heard from you in a couple of months, and you were off tending with personal stuff, and you need to do that. You've been working for, you know, a couple of decades now straight. I know how that is. But
yeah, I never really stopped, actually. And, you know, some people were upset, and they have said things like, well, why didn't you tell us that you were going to do this? And I think, really, I just was overwhelmed. And I was emotionally flooded, and I needed to just try to pretend for a while that I was not a public figure, and I didn't want to look at any social media, Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. I didn't want to look at any YouTube videos that I might be, you know, pirated in. I just needed to kind of live a simple life and be at home. And I've gotten really good on guitar, and now I'm learning piano so I can compose more easily, and I've been working on that, and a bunch of things that I really enjoy that don't involve this life and death struggle with the cabal. You know?
Well, and that life and death struggle didn't go away while you were gone. It has definitely flared up. I did a show a couple of months ago about the info, which I talked to you about before. That's been that long since I talked to you. That's right. So it's been a couple of months. Well, about these flare-ups that were going on in the UFO community. And then, I kind of ignored it, and it kind of just, and then over the last few weeks, it has resurfaced, and it's gotten a little bit out of control, which is why, one of the reasons why we decided to bring you on the show tonight. We're like, dude, let's do this now. I'm ready. Let's go. Pretty crazy, isn't it? Some of the things that you've been talking about over the last 10 years or so, that this possibility was certainly real about the divide and conquer in our community, and it's going to happen. Well, it appears that it has done just that.
I want to frame up something for you here, Jimmy. It's a little bit of a setup, but I think it'll help to establish our discussion. Let's not forget that prior to the election, we had these WikiLeaks emails emerge, and of course, everybody knows that some very disturbing stuff about the political elite came out of that. And we've seen massive draconian suppression of freedom, and not only the freedom of speech, but also the freedom to assemble, because, you know, you could extend the constitutional rights of freedom of assembly to things like YouTube. And if somebody is suppressing your channel, then that means you can't get the people that want to watch your stuff to assemble. So we're seeing our constitutional freedoms being ripped up like never before. We know that the cabal infiltrated these major organs of internet distribution, but we've never seen them really do something with it before.
Right.
Not like this.
Right, right.
This fake news thing.
Right.
And so I was motivated to, on December 6th, write a massive summary of all these videos that people were doing, because the people that were talking about these heinous crimes against children and so forth, they didn't know that their videos were going to be taken down and their information would die with the videos. So I felt like there was a need to archive all that stuff and put it all together. So then very shortly after I did that and called it Endgame, Corey came along, Corey Good, who's an insider whose testimony matches brilliantly well with untold numbers of dozens of hours that I've heard from at least five other people that have very similar information. And Corey and I have been working together since October 2014. And I've never caught him lying. And everything that he's told me has checked out with other insiders who have proven that they are real. So it was back in December that after I published this thing, he told me that there was a push that they were gonna, that the cabal was gonna make to announce ancient intelligent ruins under the ice in Antarctica, and these were gonna be pyramids, Stonehenge, and so forth. That
right.
kind of stuff.
Right, right.
So I was literally, I mean, this might be too harsh to say it this way, but it was as if they had put a gun to my head. Now, nobody was threatening me or saying that they were going to kill me, but it was, David, this is the most dire and urgent and crazy thing that you ever will have to do in your whole life. Drop everything you're doing, stay up all night, stay up for 23 hours a day if you can. You've got to do this, you've got to write this, you've got to get this intel out immediately, okay? So I did that. I mean, I slept normally. I slept 6 hours a night. But, I mean, I worked like crazy. And then, Jimmy, as you know, this is now a matter of documented history. Within 2 hours of when my article goes up, the first of two major articles came out that said the shock claims of the lost city of Antarctica are ancient ruins under the ice. And this ends up, by the day after I first published, on the front page of Drudge Report. And of course, they never mentioned Cosmic Disclosure, they never mentioned my website, but we were told that if we didn't publish, that they were going to get to it first, and that it would look like we were copying somebody else's story, and that's why I had to work so hard.
And we you and I made a conscious effort to get this out as quick as we could. We we did Fade to Black, and we did Coast to Coast that same week. And it still happened.
So I want to be clear on something here. You cannot see, if you want to call it that, you cannot see Pedogate and Antarctica as two separate issues. One is the problem and one is the cure. So let's look at, for example, 9/11, widely known by anybody who's taken some time to look at it, as a false flag incident. And the idea being that a bunch of Arabs and box cutters could have pulled off such a coordinated operation, I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. And we have so much intel on this. In fact, I have one guy who was in the control room while they were flying the planes with the joysticks to hit the buildings from, you know, not even in America, but in another country. And so I've definitely had plenty of intel to show me that this was obviously planned in advance. You know, why was the number one movie for the summer of 2001 Pearl Harbor, the most expensive movie ever made at that time? Pearl Harbor, which sets people up for Pearl Harbor 2.0.
Right.
Anyway, we know all this stuff. We know that 9/11 was scheduled to be precisely 2,000 years after an alignment that was recorded in the Bible associated with Jesus's birth. So that these people who are Luciferian were trying to create a mass trauma down to the minute of when the Bible code says that Jesus was born. That was not an accidental date at all. It has to do with this. You can look it up. There's a whole thing about it out there. Anyway, my point is 9/11 solved a lot of problems for them because, as you know, what did Donald Rumsfeld announce 2 days before 9/11?
Missing money.
Oh, man, we lost like $3 trillion.
Right.
I don't know where it went.
Right, right.
How the hell do you lose $3 trillion?
Right, right.
So you have to have these types of massive distractions to counterbalance negative information. So what I found fascinating was that the day after I published that article, the second piece that came out, I believe, was from the Daily Star. I think the first one was from the Sun. And these are tabloids, of course, but that doesn't matter because, like they told us in Men in Black, those tabloids are total CIA-controlled rags, and they release weird disinformation combined with information all the time.
That's what they do. Most people don't know, Dave, this is what trips me out. In our circle, we bring up Project Mockingbird, and we know about it, and we can laugh about it, talk about it, and invest and debate it, and so we know what it is. 99.9% of the world has never heard of Project Mockingbird, and that's what's really scary. And they don't care, right? They will continue.
The acting director of the CIA admitted that it exists and that they had assets in the mainstream media in congressional hearings in the 1970s.
And right now,
documented fact.
And right now, with the internet, Mockingbird is the easiest thing to do. Fake websites, fake news, fake generation. You don't even have to have assets in different countries, you know, physical people. It's the internet, right? And you can create thousands of websites.
Yeah, and they have made it so that if you talk about any of this kind of stuff that they don't like you to talk about, you will literally be buried. And you are not getting the freedom to assemble, which is guaranteed in the Constitution. That freedom is being taken from you.
Now,
so we can argue about freedom of speech. That's the obvious one. But I want everybody to start talking about freedom of assembly, because that's also a big one.
Well, and freedom
we
to assemble. No. And freedom to assembly on the net is getting rougher. And I'll tell you something
else.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, I'm going to tell you. The ability to bend the mind with YouTube and social media with trigger words is astounding, and the man has figured that out. He's figured that out. You can somebody, you know, if you've got 100,000, 1 million, 2 million, 5 million Twitter followers, and somebody post out there, go pick something out. I like blue cars. Go buy a blue car today, right? I mean, the influence is within seconds. And they understand that. And with what happened with fake news, if anybody wants to question any of this, look at how consciousness and emotions and darkness was affected around the world last year. It went both directions. It got violent over fake news, over something that you're seeing on a computer screen. That is getting to a dangerous situation. And now you and I have been dealing with this for the last couple of weeks, along with Corey and a few others, with the power of the internet and how people are taking advantage of that inside of our community. And that is one thing, David, but it's another thing when your family is being attacked, or your children, or your loved ones. And for you, the breaks yesterday, I want everybody to listen to this right now. I talked to David, and the day before, and David lives in the hills, the day before, the brakes go out on his car. And that could have ended in a very, very bad way. Fortunately,
Friday, August 11th.
August 11th. Today is the 16th. I talked to you the day after that happened, so I talked to you on the 12th. And
I just got my car back. I just drove it up before we started the show. So
now, I tried to calm you down about it. I said, David, it may be related. It may not. It could be just this. It could be just that. But it also could be something crazier and potentially deadly. And the timing of it, which I'll let you tell the story. What happened?
It's very, very bizarre because let's go back to why would they want to come out with ruins under the ice in Antarctica? It's a distraction. It's a weapon that could be used to throw people off in the event that we discover that a majority of people in Senate and the House of Representatives and other aspects of government and media are insidiously evil in terms of some of these crimes against children that they're doing. And that apparently, it looked like it was all coming to a head last December, but then everything kind of gets quiet. And so I felt like, okay, it's going to become obvious when this is all going to come to a head. And when it starts to come to a head, that's when I'm going to get back in the game. But when the game starts up again, it's going to be really intense. And I want to have had some time to relax first, because I know once it gets intense, I'm going to have to work really hard and things are going to get really crazy. So somehow, you know, all this stuff with the emails and the horrible things people were learning, it all kind of went into stasis for 6 months. But now we're seeing some very, very large busts of pedophile rings, and I'm going to be documenting that in my next article, which is free. So nobody has to take my word for it. I'll give you all the links. But the point is, there's multiple leaks from multiple sources. One of them is tbrnews.org, this guy who I've been in personal contact with for many years. He's an insider. He's got leaks out the wazoo about how much mass prosecutions they're getting ready to do here. I'm hearing it from everybody I know that they're getting ready to do very serious busts. So what happens when that starts, and then all of a sudden we find out that they found pyramids in Antarctica, and they're showing us films of that? Well, that's going to be really distracting, and people are going to be so freaked out and amazed that in that kind of a climate, it could very easily be thrown off or delayed. You know, well, this is a global crisis, and we need to deal with this emotional shock of Antarctica is Atlantis. And also what they were hoping for is that, okay, you know, sorry we've been keeping all these secrets from you for so long. Here's the big thing we were lying about. Now we're telling you the truth. See, we're not so bad after all.
Right, right.
Which is just like domestic violence when the guy beats up his wife, then comes home with a dozen roses and a box of chocolates. It's like, no, honey, he's going to beat you again, okay? That's not like the last time it's going to happen.
Now,
it's called a grandiose gesture of affection.
Right, right, right. Well, everybody wants to know about evidence, and you posted about what has been going down over the last couple of weeks. So I want to address some of this. I want to get as much in before the break so we can go deeper. Sure. After the break. Your website got hacked. Then there was a letter, an email that has now been posted. Justin over at Stillness of the Storm posted it. I got a copy of the email, I don't know, a week ago or so, or whenever it was distributed.
Yep.
And it directly addressed this web attack on you in this email. Now,
yeah, I can summarize this for you very quickly if you'd like. I put my website up after not being online for months. I make a big comeback. I defend Corey, who I'm on Cosmic Disclosure with, against this monumental, ever-increasing amount of attacks against him online, primarily through three or four major public figures, all of whom seem to just be feeling as if they can say whatever they want with no repercussions. And I finally decided to speak about this because it was so ridiculous. And as soon as I do, my website gets hacked in four different ways, each of which were very intense. Then, the day at the end of the hack, this guy writes a comment and threatens me and says, I'm the guy that's been doing this to you, and if you don't dump Corey Good, I'm going to release a document dump that will ruin both of you. Like, wow, who the hell are you, man?
Right.
But the thing that people didn't know is that I had an insider I thought I could trust call me up on July 3rd, which was a month and 2 days before, and he had threatened me on the phone, and he had said that he owed the Rothschilds a favor. Apparently, he'd been involved with them before, and that he wanted to tell me on their behalf that if I did not cut cords with Corey Good, that Corey was going to be, quote-unquote, brought to the slaughterhouse, and they didn't say whether that was metaphorical or literal. And then I was also told that if I cooperated, he's like, well, just tell me if you have something you can sell, like your car. And I'm like, well, why is that? And he said, we could pay you a lot more than it's worth. And that's how we get people money. And I'm like, what? And then he tells me that I could become the next Art Bell. I'm sorry. That's you, right?
The next
I could
Art
become
Bell.
The next Alex Jones.
Oh, that's funny.
I shouldn't have said that, but
yeah,
anyway.
That's funny. That's funny.
I could become the next Alex Jones. They would help me. That Alex Jones has a weak heart, and they don't know but what he might have a heart attack. And they want to have assets. This is what they said. They want to have assets that they feel they can control, that they'd give me money, they'd build me up so I could be as big as Alex Jones, and I could talk about whatever I want as long as I don't talk about Corey Good.
Why Corey Good? And
exactly. That's why.
Look, I have gotten so much pressure via email and other, you know, to drop Corey Good, and your name comes up too. It's always, you know, a few, you know, down the line, they always bring up you too as well. But and I don't care. I'm not going to. It happens with other guests too as well, and not like it has with Corey, of course. But you know, I have a guest on, and somebody will say, you know what, never do that again. You know, I don't. You know, so I ignore it. This Corey stuff started to flare up, and I was ignoring that like I do everything else, just thinking it's going to go away. It's a one-time thing. Yeah. And it hasn't, and it's all from the same source. But the point is, why Corey? Why drop? What do you mean drop? I don't. This is what they don't get, David.
It's really bizarre, Jimmy.
You and I have had this conversation privately. I will now have it with the audience. I have told David, and I've told I don't support David Wilcock. I don't support Corey Good. I don't support anybody. What are you saying? I don't have that kind of power either. But support? I don't support. I have guests on my show that I listen to that the audience can get information and knowledge from or not. It's their choice. It's a free country, right?
You have a responsibility to your listeners to not ignore
or censor
what are the hot topics that everybody's talking about.
Or censor. Censor is probably the better word. You know, so what do you mean that somebody's going to tell me who to have on this show?
Let's talk about guys that think that the only way you can talk about UFOs is through documents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was a dead end that we reached in the 1950s. And that was back when the Canadian communications engineer Wilbert Smith figured out that enough of these people in the 1950s were having in-person contacts with Nordic ETs that you needed to start to talk to these people and figure out what was happening when they had contact. And so Wilbert Smith, and this is all on Grant Cameron's wonderful website, presidentialufo.com, he has all these documents from Smith, where Smith found a bunch of people who had been contacted, and then they all started to have telepathic communication with these beings. They didn't need to actually be taken on board the ship. They could get a hypnotic trance and start to speak. And he had multiple individuals who could all answer 200 very specific questions the same way without knowing what the other ones were saying, suggesting that they're all talking to a singular, unified intelligence. And that was the predecessor to what became the Law of One. The people that did the Law of One in 1981 had extensively studied the material that came out of Wilbert Smith's research. And so you really are never going to get to the core of what's going on if you're not willing to explore some of these areas that people would think are less provable. You're going to have to talk to insiders. You're going to have to get contactee reports. You're going to have to try to do your due diligence to see if those contactee reports match up with the data. And in the case of the Law of One, I've now written 3 books, each of which debuted within the top 15 in the world when they came out. And in those books, I'm showing scientific proof over and over again that the Law of One has accurate information in it that nobody could have known in 1981, because a lot of it wasn't even discovered until many years later. So it bothers me sometimes when people have a lack of knowledge, a lack of scholarship. They haven't taken the time to research the sources that I talk about, but then they just shore up their ignorance with a confident opinion. Confidence does not mean that you've done the research. It just means you're confident. If people actually do the research, which I show you redundantly, it becomes self-evident. And then what we see is that Corey Good's material and his platform suggests that the 1950s contactee type stuff yes, it stopped in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and noughts, but it came back. These beings decided to do this again after 50, 60 years, and it's very provable stuff. The amount of correlation between the things that Corey's been saying and what's in the Law of One is far, far beyond his conscious knowledge of the Law of One.
Let's take a break right here.
There has to be a connection.
So let's continue the discussion. David, the other thing that that happened over the last couple of months were there were, without naming names, a few researcher friends of ours that were also affected by these trigger words, these ideas, these insinuations and accusations that were all 100% completely fabricated. And it just goes to show you that even veterans, even those that we respect that should know better, were taken down by this character assassination. What did you think was starting to go on at that point that we couldn't even talk sense into people that we know and trust?
Well, before the break, Jimmy, we left on why Corey Good. What difference does it make if? And you got to look at this. If his information is all fraudulent, as these attacks are purporting that they would be, then why would somebody go to the effort of hacking my website? Why would somebody go to the effort of reporting Corey to Child Protective Services as a cult leader and saying that his children are in imminent danger, quote-unquote?
That he's a cult leader. He got turned in, Sphere Being Alliance got turned into an NGO agency that deals with cults, and now you have that brunt of that investigation. Now we're crossing lines here.
Somebody called the Texas local Child Protective Service, and he gets a call on Saturday, the day after my brakes go out on my car, which certainly could be attempted murder. It was right after the car went down the mountain, you know. And then, as of yesterday, I get this call from Pete Peterson saying that there are armed policemen surrounding his house, and they're taking everything he owns and throwing it into dumpsters. And when one of the neighbors came up and said, "What are you guys doing?" one of the cops told him that they've already got the hole dug in the dump. They've already dug it out with bulldozers, and that when they get this stuff, they're going to throw it in there, drive over it with bulldozers, and then fill it in.
Now,
and Pete Peterson, only 2 weeks ago, there was two rounds of episodes of him on Cosmic Disclosure where he's revealing information that totally validates everything Corey's been saying.
Now, I'm pulling it up now, so when I have it ready, I'll let you know, but I have the message that Pete Peterson left you, and if it's okay with you, David, I will actually...
Yeah, you can absolutely play it. It's a one-minute clip, and it's very relevant. This is what I heard when I called up my voicemail, and after I heard this, I saved it. And I called him, and this is when we talked for an hour, and I got the download on what was going on. But I also saved the voicemail, and so today I recorded it so that you guys can hear what it actually sounds like when something this real happens to somebody, and he leaves a voicemail in 60 seconds, tells me what's going on. Now, I paused it when it said his phone number, but otherwise, this is exactly the way it sounded.
Okay, let me pull this up here. It's pretty interesting to listen to. It's about it's pulling up now. Hold on.
Enter your passcode, then press pound. You have no new messages. You have 2 saved voice messages. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. Voice. Message received at 6:14 p.m. yesterday from...
Hello, this is Pete Peterson giving you a buzz. Just wanted to let you know that they're planning to take everything out of my house and my trucks and trailers and take them up to the dump and dig a big pit in the ground and up it all in the pit and cover it over. And that includes the ashes of my wife and my mother and all my radio equipment, all my tools, and all the stuff that I was had stored there, and so forth. Totally against the law, but totally after committing many crimes by the sheriff and stuff. So, anyway, we live in America, USSA.
End of message. To repeat this message,
press... Absolutely incredible. Now, I want the audience to understand, all of this is happening rapid fire. You know, and you have to ask yourself...
After, Jimmy, after, on July 3rd, a guy I thought I could trust called me up, said he's doing a favor for the Rothschilds by threatening me, and that if I didn't dump Corey Good, that Corey was going to be brought to the slaughterhouse, and he would hate to see that happen to me, too.
Now, there have been some other internet-type rumors that have been flowing around out there. I want to address some of these directly. And again, for the audience, David and I always do the same show that we always do. He has no idea what I'm about to ask him. So here we go. Let's go with this first.
Okay.
There are rumors out there that you are upset with Corey, that you feel that you were taken advantage of, that you are separating yourself from him and his message. Those are being fed out there. Can you address that?
There was a little bit of truth to it for a while. I won't deny that. Corey and I spoke at Conscious Life Expo on the same stage, and he was jabbing at me a little bit with some jokes that he told, and I thought they were a little bit inappropriate and over the top, and some people in the audience were upset. That's all, okay? And we got over it. We're real people. We talked it through. So maybe some people heard me talking about that, or they saw how we were kind of... You yourself, Jimmy, had said it's like Eddie Van Halen versus David Lee Roth, you know?
Right, right.
You got the front man, you got the guitar god, and they're both kind of on the same stage, and it doesn't always work out too well. But look, that's nothing. That's minor stuff, okay? Nothing we can't talk about. So, yes, there's a little bitty grain of truth in there, okay? But we're looking at a bigger goal here, and the goal is we have people who literally think the only way they can save us is to get rid of all but maybe 1.5 billion people. And I was even told, oh, we figured out how to save a billion because the Georgia Guidestones say they want to get it down to half a billion, right? So, yeah, if Corey is rude to me on stage at one event, it's like, yeah, I didn't like it, but people hear that or they figured it out by watching it, and they think that that means that just because I took time off that we've broken off contact. It's not true. Long since we've gotten over all that stuff.
And the other stuff that is going out there, not only about the evidence, and we can spend some time on that, certainly, but that the way that he has gotten through this was that he just studied a bunch of stories and read and so forth, and has concocted this as a reality. But instead he got it from studying. Now, nobody has communicated more with Corey than yourself. And I don't Correct. Think anybody out there, you know, I've got a pretty good rap on things, but I don't have the inside knowledge that you have. So you would be able to trip somebody up very, very quickly and call BS. So when you see those stories going on out there too as well, is that possible, and why would somebody do that?
It's completely impossible that Corey could have lied to me. And I had a recorder going every time we talked. So I have literally every minute of the entire process of us discovering how much common knowledge we have recorded. Now, granted, there's going to be personal information in there that he wouldn't want out or I wouldn't want out, so I wouldn't just leak them as they are. But without too much modification, I could probably do that. And that would very easily dispel this, because there are things called pro words, which are basically secret names for things, like Area 51 might be called the Ranch, for example, or Dreamland. Well, he knew all these pro words that I'd never put online. He knew names of codes, projects. He knew very specific details of very specific projects that I was holding on to for all these years so that I had a scientific way of knowing who's right. And I, without naming names, I will say that there are at least three or four major figures who have tried to make names for themselves by posing as if they have inside information. And what they do is that about a week after I leak something, they're out there talking about it. But it's always after I do it first. And then people send me emails and are like, oh, David, so-and-so has information that sounds like what you're saying. It's like, yeah, because I said it first. So that's why I hold back all this stuff, so that if I find somebody who's real, I know about it. And you can't publish that information in advance or else it's completely gone. So in this particular case, Corey knew almost everything that was classified that I had been hiding. It was like talking to somebody who speaks the same language, and it's a foreign language that nobody else knows. It's impossible that he could have faked this. Impossible. And we would be working at Gaia so many times, I typically would rent the car. He was too broke to even rent the car, so I'd be the guy that had the rental. And we'd be driving over to the Gaia campus, and he'd be talking about something that was affecting him. And I would just casually look over when he didn't think I would be looking at him to see what he looks like. And I'm telling you, Jimmy, nobody is a good enough actor to generate that much emotional tension at all times, so that any time you look over and you're getting this totally unguarded human being who's just expressing raw emotion at an unbelievably intense level. I mean, the tapings have been very hard for us. He sweats. He has panic attacks. He has PTSD. He's not having fun doing this show. And he's freaked out on the way to the gig. He's freaked out on the way back from the gig. He doesn't like it.
He's gotten better. Yeah, he's gotten better. But yeah, a couple of years ago, that was a rough going thing. Last year at Conscious Life, we've talked about that enough. His hands were shake when before he went on stage with you. Later, his first public appearance was you and I on Fade to Black, and he walked in that room. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. Right, yep. And you remember his hands were shaking. You're cool. I'm cool. This is what we do, right? But I had to go up to him and whisper in his ear, "Dude, just you're going to be all right," you know. But anyway, I wanted to ask you the extortion letter went public today. I was saddened when I read it before it was released and the unredacted version. I want to let everybody know. And I was saddened and shocked at the same time. But here we have some pretty specific things about who this person claims, what family they are from, and an NDA that needs to be signed, and then the attacks, and everything will be revealed. Let's talk about that for a second. When you first saw the letter, how did
really,
you feel?
Really, really bizarre stuff. Because I had been offline for months. The attacks against Corey by what I'm now calling the Dark Alliance, which is a group of about 30 people, and most of those people are not public, but then there's a handful of them that are very public. And they're all working together. And that was the threat that I got on July 3rd was, among other things, this insider named the people in the Dark Alliance. And we know who they are. If you've paid any attention to this, you know who they are. He named them. And he said that they're being paid by the CIA. And that they are receiving money to do this attack. And then he was saying that I could get the money too, as long as I dumped Corey Good. So then we have, a month later, this guy hack my site four different ways, very advanced, sophisticated stuff, ruined the Facebook like button, ruined the link in my automated emails, downvoted all the comments in two different ways, made it so that when people voted up that it actually went six down somehow. Very strange. And I had to shut off all my comments voting because it's no longer an accurate measurement of public opinion. Then this guy writes in a comment, says, "I'm stopping the hack for now. I suggest you dump Corey Good. If you don't, we have a data dump that will ruin both of you." And I posted that. I shot the hostage. I was not going to let this guy intimidate me. The next thing you know, a couple days later, apparently the same individual writes Corey, and there was enough detail in it that made it sound like it really was him, including the fact that he leaked an email that Corey had already seen that had never been public that was sent by him to somebody else in our field. So we knew this is the guy. We knew without any shadow of doubt this is not a faker. This is the real guy who's really doing this. And he says to us, I want to come forward and reveal who is attacking you and how they're doing it and why they're doing it and give you all this confidential information. I'd love to tell you my name. I'd love to give you the information, but you're going to need to sign a non-disclosure agreement or NDA first. Now, at first, it sounds pretty interesting. Like, okay, well, no insider before has ever asked me to sign an NDA, but I wasn't ruling it out. I'm like, let's hear the guy out. Let's figure out who he is. What does he want? Maybe he's being threatened by the cabal. Maybe he doesn't really want to be hacking us, but they have his daughter or something. Who the hell knows? So then we get the NDA, and I start reading this thing, and I'm like, this is the most ridiculous pseudo-legal document I've seen in my entire life. And I have been through dozens and dozens and dozens of contracts. I've worked with at least four different attorneys. I know law. You know, my great-grandfather was an epic attorney, the JD in law, so I have it in my blood. And this stuff that was written in this thing, okay, first of all, he wants to hand us confidential information. He wants us to put it online. But then he says, oh, if I don't like it, I want you to take it back down. Well, wait a minute. Once information goes out online, you can't take it back down. And he's a hacker, so he could publish the information on his site that he controls secretly, and then he'd never take the information down. Then he says, oh, if you can't get it down, if you can't take it off the internet, then that's going to damage me, and you're going to owe, each of you are going to owe me 900,000 euros, which is over $1 million in U.S. He wants us to, each one of us is going to owe him $1 million? I mean, dude, Jimmy, you know how much we make. We would be paid this guy for the rest of our life. We would be teetering on the brink of bankruptcy for the rest of our life.
Everybody knows, David, that you and I drive matching convertible Bentleys. 900,000 euros. What? It's a strange number, right? But yes. Again, this person is claiming. Now, if everybody wants to see the letter, you can go to Stillness of the Storm right there. The links are up on our Facebook pages, radio pages, and in Twitter. We flooded social media with it today, so everybody can actually see.
Stillnessinthestorm.com.
Yes, Stillness.
Stillness in the storm.
In the storm. What did I say? It doesn't matter.
I said of the storm.
I'm drinking coffee, man. I'm lucky I got that out.
That stuff is apparently pretty strong.
Yes. So you can go in and check out the letter there.
I want to make one disclaimer, Jimmy, and that is that I did not vote for this to be made public. I voted for it to not go public, just in case this is some stupid rich kid who's going to get himself killed for doing this, because if he really was a whistleblower, my God, does he have the mark of Cain on his head now.
Well, why would somebody in the letter start off with accolades, right? Congratulations.
That's part of the honey trap, though. It's called grooming. It's the same thing abusers do. When a psychopath wants to get you under their control, they have to start by pumping up your ego.
Right. Right? That's how they do it.
That's what he was doing.
I fell trapped to it. I read it and I was like, wow, this is kind of strange, right? So,
but the thing is, it's rigged. It's like, not only does it say that we got to each pay him $1 million if we can't get this information taken offline, but it also says that we're certifying that he could be lying to us about everything, and that doesn't change the agreement. Then it also says that he could have an automated electronic recording system and use that. Oh, it's automated, right? Which is basically anybody could download these things for Skype, and once you start talking, it automatically records. And it doesn't say you are now recording. It's all quiet and silent. And then he could leak the audio online, and the NDA says that that audio is not covered by the non-disclosure agreement. So it's completely ridiculous.
So then
it was a setup.
And while
and then we'd have to move to Denmark to fight the law case.
Yeah, exactly.
Who the hell wants to live in Denmark? I mean, Denmark is amazing, okay? I'm one of the only people I know who can actually say which means red beans porridge, which is how the Danish were able to identify Nazis as spies because they couldn't pronounce it properly, you know? So I love Denmark. Don't get me wrong. I had a female friend for a while from Denmark, and she taught me all about their culture. But, dude, you can't go and fly to Denmark casually to fight a legal battle. You'd have to move there. The whole thing is just crazy.
So then, while all of this is going on, I'm goofing around. I'm on my patio, and I pick up my... And in Twitter is this tweet that says, and I loved it. It said, Coast to Coast engineer has tapes of David coaching Corey on what to say, right? He's going to release these tapes.
Ridiculous.
Now I'm the wrong guy to read that tweet, right? The audience, they could read that and go, oh my, really? There's these tapes of David coaching Coast to Coast engineer. Now, I'm the wrong guy to read that because I know the truth. And I immediately, I'm sitting, when did I have Corey and David on at the same time? I'm trying to think, right? But the truth is this, there is no way to record. Okay. Now, the only way that could happen is on hold. Like when we go to commercial break and you and Corey allegedly are talking, and you could, and it happens all the time, but the live broadcast is going out. So the engineer would have to finagle a way to just record that and not record the show at the same time. The studio's not set up that way. Not only that, but the engineer that I work with and I know personally would never try to rig up a system to do that, number one. Number two, they are working right in front of me. I am in the same room. I would see it happen, and it couldn't go down. And I'm reading, and I'm just like, now we are dealing with absolute, total, fabricated thought. Somebody out there, whoever it is literally thinking up crazy thoughts and putting it down and tweeting it out. A total fabricated lie. There's nothing to
right,
it.
The buzzword is fake news.
Yeah, there's
it's
nothing
totally
to it.
Fake.
Right, and people are reading
there
that.
There's a shred of truth in it.
So this is what I immediately did. I read that. I clicked on whoever's name it was. It doesn't matter. Blocked. Done. And I never hear from this person again because I know that it's fake. I don't care. I don't want to hear from this person ever again. But that it's all part of, and it was all happening at the same time that everything else was going on. Pete Peterson, your breaks, the letter, the extortion, the NDA, all of this is occurring at the same time. Crazy.
We have to understand something here, Jimmy. The only other time that the brakes on my car went out was when I was on my way to Dr. Stephen Greer's Disclosure Project in Washington, D.C., on May 10th, 2001, and I'm in D.C. rush hour traffic, which is very competitive and very intense, and my brake pedal goes all the way to the floor with nothing. That's the only other time that this has ever happened to a car that I own. Isn't it interesting, the timing of those two things?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can figure out the other. I mean, that's Greer, D.C., Disclosure all at the same time. What else? You should have expected that. You should have walked.
And then a week after that happened, Jimmy, and this is going to make me emotional, but it's I'll get through it. A week after that happened, my girlfriend at the time, who we call Sabrina to protect her identity, was crossing Atlantic Avenue in Virginia Beach and got struck by a vehicle driven by a guy from the military going 35 miles an hour. Her body shot 30 feet through the air, smashed her up. She spent 3-4 weeks in intensive care unit and then 2 weeks in the rehab hospital. You know, fractured her C3 vertebrae in her neck. We pumped 3 pints of blood into her. They didn't go anywhere. Fractured her collarbone, fractured her pelvis, ripped the tendons off from her elbow to her triceps, scratched up her face. I mean, I saw her on the stretcher in the hospital and looked like she was dead. Her lips were blue, her face was white. A week after I go to the frickin' Disclosure Project.
Why do you keep doing what you do?
Because I cannot look myself in the eye in the mirror knowing that I did not take a stand when the lives of literally 6 or 7 billion people are at stake.
That's what I'm talking about.
I cannot do that.
And we're talking about this extortion letter that was received just recently. And there was something that was pointed out in this letter, David, that I want to address, that this alliance, did not have anything to do with the satanic ritual claims that were laid upon you and Corey, and of course Gaia, and Contact in the Desert, and Roger Richards. And I thought that that was really interesting, because all of it was fabricated, all of it was made up. But those are trigger words for people. And when those accusations are laid out there, you don't have a choice, but you're stuck. You have to respond to it, because people are going to see that and they immediately go negative. I do. And you have been reporting on this very thing for years, and now you're being accused of the same thing. What's going on?
I think that's the classic case of projection. I remember in college I had a female friend who was involved with a guy who was very promiscuous and was cheating on her all the time. And he knew it, but he was hiding it from her, and I actually knew both of them separately and as a couple. So he was confiding in me and letting me know what a womanizer he was. She didn't know it, but then all the time he was accusing her of cheating on him. And it was the most ridiculous, like the slightest little thing would make him say, "Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? You know, are you looking at that guy? You know?" And here's this, I'm like, dude, you banged like 3 women last week. What's the deal? I think it's a very similar phenomenon. These people are living in a world where that stuff is real, and they're actually doing it, in some of the cases at least, in this what we're calling Dark Alliance. We have absolute proof that these guys are involved in very dark stuff. Absolute, unequivocal proof. We have people who know them who want to share pictures of them doing this stuff. Okay? It's serious. We have people ready to send us pictures. And they don't maybe know that until now. So if you guys want to go back to having a nice, peaceful life, just stand down. Because you know what happens, Jimmy? The cabal, if they can't use somebody like this anymore, what are they going to do? They're going to knock them off. So I want to make a very clear public statement right now. I do not wish torture upon these people. I do not wish death upon these people. Even if I was given the option to say yes, I would absolutely say no frickin' way. Even if they tried to kill me and people I love by taking my brakes out, I still wouldn't authorize that. Okay? So if something happens to anybody, we did not authorize it. We did not want it. It happened because they screwed up and they botched the job. And that would be the only reason why.
And why say these... dropping the satanic ritual thing, and that gets out there. And then in the extortion letter, it says, well, it happened and it was part of it. We are feeding these people information, but we didn't feed them that, but it happened anyway. It's just kind of a weird thing to do, because they know that the public is going to react directly off of that. You know,
it takes a lot to get a pulse out of people these days. And what we're seeing directed against Corey and me and others like us is exactly the same tactic that the cabal in its multi-incarnational lifetimes throughout the last 2 centuries, 2 decades, 2 millennia, 3 millennia, 4 millennia. What do? If there's some new people that people don't really know who they are, and they have a unique culture, and they have new information, different information, and their skin maybe is different, or they have different perspective. Oh, well, they're demons. They're devils. Every time a dominant culture goes into some new indigenous culture, they demonize those people so that the people will support genocide. And we've seen it over and over and over again in so many different cases where ethnically diverse regions come together. It's the same thing. It's projection. They are doing this stuff, and they're projecting it onto others. And it's only accusations of that level that are going to get a rise out of anybody these days, because people have become very tolerant and liberal. You know, there's not very much you can accuse somebody of anymore that anybody even cares about. I mean, look at the president, right? The stuff that they had on him, the stuff that they had on Melania, the picture she'd posed for, he still won the election.
Yeah.
There's hardly anything you can say anymore that's going to upset people.
It seems that way. It seems that way. And the other, it does seem that way. I mean, it's over and over again. It's more every single day. We have something more shocking than the day before, which numbs you so much that you've now forgotten what happened the day before. And I'm talking about not only Washington D.C. but globally through the mass media. I have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. But it's going to be more sensational than today, and today was supposed to be the craziest day ever, right? So we're completely numb to it, and it's building up and building up. The bar gets higher and higher and higher. But the other buzzword today when it comes to Corey and you is the word evidence. And if I hear about this one more time, I feel like I'm just going to blow a gasket. But it's all, you know, evidence. When is the evidence coming forward? We want evidence. You know, this is what is going on here? And what is it that would rise to the level now of what evidence actually is? What is it that everybody is asking for that they're not getting?
Well, it's like the difference between mangoes and coconuts, right? If you want mangoes, you just walk up to the tree and you pick them off. They hang low. You want coconuts, you got to be able to shimmy up that tree, get all the way to the top, knock off the coconut. It falls down. Then you got to shuck off the hull. Then you got to crack the damn thing open. Hope you don't lose all the coconut water. Get the shell pieces out. Drink the water. Then you can kind of scoop out the meat, and you're going to cut your fingers and they bleed. And it's the difference between mangoes and coconuts. You can get the coconut meat, but you have to work for it. This is not easy stuff. I have presented extraordinary evidence that proves that all of this is part of a grand unified body of information. But if you don't actually take what would amount to years to properly scrutinize that information, then you are simply not in a position to have an informed opinion. And you cannot make an informed opinion based upon the typical bellwethers that people would use to try to determine truth in the UFO community. There are not going to be secret space program documents yet. The closest we have there is Gary McKinnon, who actually did see stuff about Solar Warden. But look, once you start going just a little bit deeper than that, things start to add up. Corey's out there talking about what he's talking about. William Tompkins is working on his own book without any idea that Corey exists. Selected by Extraterrestrials is the name of the book. It comes out in December of, I believe it was 2015. And then we see it early in 2016. We're like, oh my God, this guy is talking about the same stuff Corey's talking about. And there's so much crossover. You know, William Tompkins knows about Dracos. William Tompkins knows about the same exact kind of ships that Corey had already reported being on. He knows about the 20 and back program. He knows about Nordic ETs. He'd worked with Nordics. It goes on. He knows about bases in Antarctica. He knows that Draco reptilians control those bases. It's so specific. We bring in this lady, Niara Isley. We interview her for Cosmic Disclosure. She worked for the Air Force. She was taken to the moon and worked on a base on the moon and saw reptilians while she was there. And she's freaking crying while we're trying to get through this television episode. We bring Pete Peterson on recently. He knows the same stuff. I have other insiders who I already had documented what they had to say that crossed over with Corey as well, and the things that they hadn't said publicly that I knew privately, Corey knew all the same stuff. So if you want to look, you got to start doing comparative analysis. You got to compare one to the other, look at corollary bodies of information, and if you start to do that, That's one good way. The next way is read the Law of One, understand how in the world somebody in 1981 had so much correct about the secret space program back when nobody knew about it because it had not leaked yet. And how in the world are there over 100 different specific scientific data points in the Law of One that I was able to validate with science that in most cases didn't even emerge until 5, 10, 15 years after it was channeled. So then you got to look at the fact that Corey's data lines up with the Law of One as if somebody had an encyclopedic knowledge of it. And the beings that are talking to him have said, yes, we did the Law of One. And on a personal level, I'm not a fool. I was walking up my little street here. I take a walk every day. And I'm walking out there, and I'm looking at this beautiful sunset, and I asked these beings a question telepathically. And I said, if what you're doing with Corey is real, then I want you to have him answer this question. I want you to tell him to tell me the answer to this question. He needs to know what the question was and what the answer is. And I didn't say it out loud. I never talked to anybody about it. I only did it in my head. And by God, the next time Corey had had a blue avian contact, he calls me up and he says, well, David, I don't know why, but they told me to tell you blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And the answer is blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no effing way. That is the closest I could come to due diligence on this where I got proof. Because if they're working in a telepathic domain, they're hearing what I'm saying in my head, and they answered me. And I don't need to do that a bunch of times, okay? Once was enough. It was so specific, it was so undeniable that I had the evidence that I needed to go forward with. And I've had dream contacts with the same beings that he's had interactions with. It's just a very multi-leveled case, and you have to remember, in the Law of One, these beings are saying that they have to preserve free will, so they can't just show up in the sky. They can't just announce, okay, here we are, everybody, and here's the proof. And the reason why they have to make it hard, why it has to be a coconut instead of a mango, is so that you have the experience of seeking, that you, the listener, has to go out and seek for yourself to decide if this is true and to go on a journey of faith. Oh, faith, what's that? Faith is why we're here. We're put into a dark room and we have to light a very dim candle and have faith that if we walk in a certain direction that we're not going to bump into the wall. And maybe we will, but then we have to pick ourselves up and pick a different direction. And so the spiritual growth that these beings are trying to give us requires that they don't tell us everything that's going on. It requires that we be initiated through mystery so that we are led to a path of self-discovery, led to a path of seeking, where we're asking questions, we're trying to solve the puzzle, we're trying to gain knowledge. And in that quest, we're letting go of our flaws and we're becoming more spiritually evolved. And that's this whole ascension process they're interested in. So they have to leave it mysterious. They can't just prove it.
This is what is strange to me, that our community has listened to and watched every kind of story, experience, research imaginable, going back 70 years. Book after book after book, movie, documentary, conferences, speaking. We have seen it all. And nobody has called out anybody in the past like they are today with you and Corey. And this is what bothers me about that. You cannot go back and find somebody that has presented evidence about them doing something. It has not happened. But yet all of those videos were done. All of those books were made. Books were sold. People were paid to speak at conferences. Nobody questioned. We always listened in this community to everybody's experiences and haven't questioned them because that's what we do here. Now all of a sudden, they want to question Corey, and they want to question you, and they want a censor, and they want a character assassination. And I don't understand why. And that's where I will put my foot down. If we start now, David, with bowing to the pressures of whoever is applying these pressures, now we're censoring ourselves. And that's exactly the opposite of the foundation of this community and what we have always had, which is freedom of speech, freedom of thought. This is a place where we can listen to each other and not be judgmental. And it's bothering me, man. And they really are doing their best to censor and to shut somebody down. And it's not sitting right with me.
You don't have to believe this stuff. Okay, I know how esoteric it sounds. Oh, yeah, they've had technology to leave the Earth's atmosphere since the Roswell crash, and they've started to build stuff on the moon and Mars so that nobody on Earth can ever find it because they're never going to let us go into space. Right, you know. Okay, you don't have to believe it. But if Corey and I are, as the skeptics would assert, blowing smoke, who in the world would have so much evil in their heart that they would want Corey's beautiful children to be taken away from him and put in a foster home? Who in the world would try to order my assassination? Who in the world would take an elderly war hero like Pete Peterson and want all of the things he owns, which are in the millions of dollars, that I was set to inherit that stuff, and it would have kept me financially solvent for the rest of my life? And now it's all being sent to the dump right now. Tomorrow is when it's going to be done, and it will be crushed by a bulldozer and buried tomorrow. And there's nothing we can do about it. They're guarding the site right now with guns, and if I or Pete or anybody else goes within 1 mile of it, we will be arrested and subject to a minimum 90 days in jail. This is happening right now as we're talking. They are taking stuff out of his house right now and putting it in dumpsters. It's unbelievable. Who the hell is evil enough to want these things to happen to us if we're just a bunch of BS and smoke?
Right. Explain that to me. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. But then riddle me this, Jimmy. Why, 2 days before the brakes go out on my car, why did Corey suddenly get a briefing from this guy that he knows from when he was in the Texas State Guard?
Right.
And the briefing was that there are multiple, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of U.S. Special Forces and foreign alliance troops in plain clothes in America positioned near cabal assets, government, media, etc. And that they are now concluding, as they've done these secret grand juries, they've been investigating Pedogate. They've got multiple teams of people at the highest level looking for evidence, combing through phone records, all the NSA, Snowden stuff. They've got all that stuff. They've got video, they've got audio, they've got documents. They've got irrefutable proof. They're finding lower-level cabal people that are doing these heinous things. Those people are probably getting enhanced interrogations. They're ratting out people at the top. They're getting ready to go public. It's going to happen. And then we get this briefing that says, there might be no other way for us to handle this problem and actually deal with the cabal except through some exercising of force where we use these soldiers to go in and remove people from certain places. And he said it was very urgent. You get this out as soon as possible. And for whatever reason, I still reach a lot more people than Corey does. If I make a video, it can get 1 million views. Corey's videos generally won't do that unless he works with me. That's just a fact. I'm not bragging. So it was very important that I release this. 2 days later is when the brakes died on the car. Is that a coincidence?
No.
Come on, folks. Come on.
What do we do? What's the message that you have for the community to stay united and stay strong and what's the message? What
we
can
either
you say
hang
to
together
them?
Or we hang separately. Let's not lose track of the fact that everybody wants to attack and say, oh, ego and money, ego and money. David has a huge ego. Oh, my God, David is making money. Oh, my God, I can't access everything David's ever done for free. Some of it I have to pay for. What an a-hole. Okay? Come on, guys. We're talking about people that are printing money out of thin air that are so wealthy that you can't even begin to imagine the scope of theft that was involved in them becoming that rich, and the arrogance that it would take to torture a child and to sexually penetrate a child, the evil, the stupidity of that person, the unbelievable arrogance for them to even dare to say that we are anything like that when we are out there earning an honest living and trying to do our best to save this planet. It is ridiculous. Let us focus once and for all on the fact that we have a common enemy who is literally trying to kill you, me, and everybody we love. And they don't give a rat's ass about anything but themselves and their cult and their stupid Luciferian religion. That's all they care about. All the rest of us are totally expendable losers. They'll keep a few of us around for slaves, and they want all the rest of us dead. And you have to remember, that's who we're fighting. And there are lots of people who I stridently disagree with, and I would never dream of throwing them in the dirt. Because they have a right to make money. They have a right to have fans and followers. They have a right to go out there and say what they think is true, because everybody is trying to do something to help raise consciousness. I'm no different. I'm not a superhero. I'm not a savior. Don't pray to me. I'm not going to show up and save you. I'm just a guy out there trying to do his job. And it's a shitty job, because we're all going through the mud here trying to unclog this big cesspool that's loaded with reptilian aliens that are trying to eat people and destroy the planet. And it sounds crazy. It sounds stupid. Okay, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. But why are they trying to take Corey's kids away? Why are they trying to take my inheritance away from Pete? Why are they taking this man's possessions and throwing them in the dump? Why did they try to kill me?
Yeah, why hack your website?
Who cares?
Why?
Yeah, if right. I'm alive, who cares, right? If I'm full of crap, let me go and do my thing. Insult me on the internet if you want to, but don't try to freaking kill me. Come on. And people are going to say, oh, David, you know, you're just trying to make use of this for publicity. No, I'm telling you, the freaking brakes didn't work. From one minute to the next, they go from being fine to the pedal going all the way to the floor. And when you start to look at it in terms of that a guy calls me up who I thought I could trust on July 3rd and says that he's doing a favor for the Rothschilds and that he's telling me that I'm going to be brought to the slaughterhouse if I don't disavow Corey Good, and that if I do disavow Corey Good, they're going to give me money and power, and I would become a CIA asset. And, oh, lots of people do it. Don't worry about it. You shouldn't fight them, David. Your life will be a lot less painful if you just go along with this. We're going to destroy you if you don't do this. I said no, because I'm not going to go out there and shill for these people. You do not make a deal with the cabal. They will betray you, guaranteed. As soon as they offer you the deal, you say no. Because they will kill you. They will lie to you. They will hang you out to dry. They will martyr you. You will become Lee Harvey Oswald. Do not think for a minute that you can ever work with these people. They will kill their own. They don't give a crap about anybody. Do not ever cut a deal with these people. That is total, total ignorance. There is no way I would ever take that deal. There is no way I would ever work for these people. That's why we had to expose this. They threatened me through my insider. They threatened me through this guy hacking my site in the comments section. Then he has the audacity to send us an email, sign my NDA so that I can take $1 million from each of you. Give me a break, man. And people are going to try to say that we're making this all up or that this is just a bunch of conspiracy theory? They tried to freaking kill me.
Yeah, yeah, and in in the unredacted letter where the names are in there, and you read through this, and you're just like, "Holy crap!" And I was talking to somebody today. I don't want to say who it is because it would just be uncool. But you know who I was talking to today. But anyway,
yes, I do.
And he said, "Okay, well, what were some of the names? Did you recognize?" I said, "You know what? Yes." And that was the scary part. I see and feel the interaction, and I see and feel the pressure, and they're coming, and I just don't understand why. You can't say that somebody is lying here, and also in the same sentence, you have to disassociate yourself from this liar, or it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to anybody that hears what we're talking about here. You know, it's the
same thing that John Perkins revealed in Confessions of an Economic Hitman. This is what they do. They're going to go down to some tin pot dictator in a third world country, and they play gun or the money. In my right hand is this gun. In my left hand is this huge wad of $100 bills. I'm not leaving without giving you one of these two, and I don't mean I'm going to hand you the gun. I mean I'm going to blow your fucking brains out.
That's exactly where I'm going with you right now. You've got a really cool, exciting project that you are working on. We hear, and we're going to talk about that right now. I want you to announce this to everybody. You've addressed it somewhat, but I have seen your set and how you're putting this together. It's ambitious and very cool. But here with the Game Changer Network, we are always expanding too as well. And one of the projects that we have just launched. And you can do this after the show tonight. I want you to go check out UniWiki.org. Okay? We've just launched it. And it's a wiki, right? It's a Wikipedia-type situation for our community. And now it's the engine's done. Everything is launched and running. It's beautiful. But it's for our community researchers to contribute and come together as a community and have it be a depository of our information all in one place. And uniwiki.org. And I'm sure that you're going to be part of it. You have to be. You don't have a choice. I won't let you
know. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. Uniwiki.org. And that is not only an expansion for us, but you are expanding too as well. And you are going to start some live streaming and presentations, and you've put all of this together. Tell me about it. I think it's very exciting.
Well, this goes back to what I feel is probably a sister group to this, what we're calling Dark Alliance. I don't know if the Teddy Bear Group is actually working with the Dark Alliance. They may be, or it may be a separate thing, but I definitely feel that what we're calling the Teddy Bear is working with the same cabal group. They're probably taking directives from the same people, the Rothschilds. In fact, Jimmy, you and I have talked about this Teddy Bear Group at quite some length privately.
Yes.
And I know that you and I know a lot more about them than we've gone public with.
And you know what? And see, this is, you know, we can't. And you know why we can't? We can tell them about what's going on, but you know what? They don't deserve our breath. Right? They don't. If you know what I mean. Yeah. I was...
I know what happened to you. We talked about it.
Yes. Yes. And it's nasty.
It's nasty.
Dark. When I have to go to the police over somebody that we're talking about right now, it went to a level that freaked me out. You should have seen the detective, right? And he's going through all of this stuff. And he goes, "Are you kidding me?" And I go, "Well, there you go. You know, it's gone to this level." I was at a conference. I don't want to get specific, but I was speaking with a friend, mutual friend of ours. You know who I'm talking about. And yep. And we were cross-referencing all of this information that the three of us have been talking about together. And it's frightening how there is no sense of morality. Zero. None. None right. at all. It is absolutely incredible. And if they are working together, which I wouldn't, because I know what's going on, It wouldn't surprise me, but it just makes me that much more angry. And we're never going to get silenced, David. You're never going to stop talking.
I want to really be clear about the fruits of Robert Bovall's investigation, because he spent nothing. He did nothing else for months and months and months. It caused stress in his marriage. All he did is investigate the teddy bear. And he got a whole lot more stuff than we've ever made public. And here's the point. Everybody in our field who has made any significant dent in the collective consciousness, everybody, name a name, David Icke, Jordan Maxwell, Paul Craig Roberts, Jim Willey, Jim Rickards, anybody you can think of in UFOs, anybody you can think of in conspiracy theory.
Egyptology.
One guy.
Yes.
Stealing all of our stuff, profiting from the ads that YouTube is allowing him to make when the rest of us are demonetized, and he's making millions a year on stealing all of our stuff, and he's doing it for everybody. And if you investigate this enough, you'll discover that all of these fake YouTube channels are run by the same group. They use the same little graphics. They have the same kind of naming scheme. They keep stealing the same videos and re-uploading them and re-uploading them. And they're doing this to everybody in our entire community who's ever made a difference. Why are they doing it? So that it's impossible for any of us to let our audience know what is new. They keep saying that things are new because they know that most people are going to YouTube now as a search engine.
And they just click. Right. They click
on. They type in a name and they say new.
Right.
Or they say new October 2017.
Right.
So then guess what happens? They know they have the back door from the NSA. They know what people are typing in. They know what they're looking for. And they give them those things. And then they're constantly taking shows that we did 10 years ago and saying, oh, it's new. And then they load them up with ads, which makes everybody think, well, David is so greedy. Look at all the YouTube ads he puts on his videos. I've never had YouTube ads. They don't let me. Jimmy, you're lucky they let you have them, because they don't even let me have them. Okay, I cannot put an ad on my videos, even if I wanted to. So the only way I can fight this is to live stream the content to my own channel so that there is absolutely no doubt where it came from. And that's what I intend to do. I intend to have a broadcast quality presentation with multiple camera angles and slides and B-roll and everything, all live, all streamed. And I have literally been working on this for years. And I'm finally at the point that we are just about ready to flip the switch. The only thing we need now is blackout curtains for the room so we can control the lighting day or night and it'll always look the same. That's it. It's the last thing we need.
When do you think you're going to flip this switch? And will this be on, this will be a YouTube live stream, or will this be on Cosmic Disclosure?
YouTube.com/DavidWilcock333. That's the only real David Wilcock channel there is. There's thousands of fake ones, but there's only one real one.
Will you also feed this out to Divine Cosmos?
Yep. It's going to be available. When I do it, I'm going to publicize it far and wide, Twitter, Facebook, dwilcock.com, divinecosmos.com, everything. And my objective is to make it so obvious that there is an original source and where that came from. And now that I, thankfully, thanks to our audience, have exceeded 100,000 YouTube subscribers, I will now get the man on the inside.
That is a big deal.
No kidding.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Very, very, very hard to do. Even Alex Jones only has 2 million, okay? So it's very, very hard to get YouTube subscribers.
You know what? This is what's really crazy about YouTube. You get to 100,000 and the doors open, you're welcomed, you get your own, you get a little plaque, you get all of that stuff.
Yep.
You get to 10 million and nothing happens, right? It all happens at 100,000.
Technically, you're a diamond at that point, but the interesting thing is they only have like three tiers. They have 100,000, 1 million, and 10 million. And 100,000 is silver, 1 million is gold, 10 million is diamond. but you don't get any additional benefits after you get to gold or diamond.
That's right.
Once you cross 100,000, whatever extra stuff you're going to get is the same.
Yeah, exactly.
So exactly. Now I believe that because most of the people that are working for YouTube are not on the take, I will be able to get rid of this type of stuff much faster. But I think everybody in our community needs to realize there's literally one team of three people with some of their employees that they hire. And this is the Teddy Bear team. And all they're doing is stealing from all of us on an industrial scale. They have software scripts that do this in bulk. They can do massive, massive, massive amounts of stealing on a daily basis for hundreds and hundreds of channels, thousands and thousands of videos.
There's so many fake Fade to Black channels out there. You know, we've got 700 videos, right? And
yep.
I watch it. I don't anymore. I've got a management company, as you know, that deals with everything now. Yep. But where they are uploading 700 videos in a day or two.
Oh my God.
You know, it's just...
And that's just you. There's hundreds of us out here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's crazy. I've witnessed it myself. Well, when do you think this switch is going to flip? Is it going to be this week, next week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really need the blackout curtains. The first thing we're going to have to do is stream to some private location just to test it and make sure it works. I have to get my assistant trained up on camera switching and everything, but, you know... Conceivably, it's got to happen between now and the end of the month, because at the end of the month I got to go out to Colorado again, and then I'm off for basically back to back Colorado and a trip in Canada that I always do in September. So I really do need to do one of these, at least one of these, before I leave. So it will be sometime in the next 2 weeks.
I wanted to ask you before I let you go tonight, the mood of the world right now and the United States. Last year I said this is the craziest it's going to get. Then I said that same thing a month later. 2017 rolls around and I'm like, okay, it's going to chill. And here we are in August, right before the eclipse. And this country once again has been flipped upside down, and we're dealing with North Korea, Russia, China. Of course, Japan throws into the mix, and you can pick another country, and they've got something. We've got Venezuela. I feel a false flag possibility coming up. And I'm not a big false flag guy, David. There are others out there that speak about this. Me, I'm not. But if there was ever an environment for something stupid to happen, it's now. Do you think that there's the possibility of something nutty going off?
Absolutely. Now I'm going to give you some brand new, very fresh intel, and maybe I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but here we go. We've heard from four different well-positioned insiders from one of my sources alone, four different completely independent high-level sources, that our president is going to voluntarily resign next month. Now, what could possibly make him do that? I have no idea. It's probably not true. It's probably fake. But these are four completely independent, different people all saying this. So we have heard that there's some kind of very intense attack against him that has been planned, and they think it's going to be decisive, and they think it's going to force him to do this. All of this stuff, this table pounding with North Korea, you got to remember, North Korea is not a country. North Korea is a proxy army for the cabal. They're doing what the cabal wants. The cabal wants us to be terrified, and I really do not think North Korea is going to be allowed to do anything. They're being contained. It's all just smoke and mirrors. It's not real, but you have a lot of tense people, and what I really think is going on is that we're building up to announcements that will compromise the majority of all the people in the House of Representatives and in the Senate with this North American Man-Boy Love Association, that they're members of that kind of stuff. If it happens, it's going to make everybody crazy for a while. It's going to be crazy. And I had a dream, a very intense dream in June, in which I had this spaceship show up in my room, and it lands in my room, and it's a laptop, and I open it up, and Alex Jones is on the laptop, and he starts telling me that everything that he and I have worked for our entire lives in our careers is about to come true and be paid off beyond our wildest imagination. It was a very powerful dream. In order for that to come true, we're talking about disclosure. So I had that prophetic dream. I still haven't written it up properly in my article yet. But then after I had that dream, Corey gets this contact from these benevolent ETs and the specific female who calls herself Kari, if you believe this. And she said that they are getting ready at this eclipse, so next Monday is when this might start, that they're going to start contacting people directly, first telepathically and in dreams, leading up to actual in-person contacts, like what they've been doing with Corey. Because I've always been saying, if they're going to meet up with Corey, then why won't they meet up with me? And I'm sure a lot of us are thinking the same thing. Well, apparently they're getting ready to do that. It will probably come in the aftermath of some very game-changing, world-changing announcements. And when I look at the big picture, and I look at the tension in the world, the unbelievable fight between the media and the current administration, which proves that there's an alliance fighting the cabal, which is in the media, CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, okay?
Right.
Proves it.
Right.
Why are they trying to knock me off? Why are they trying to take Corey's kids away? Why are they trying to utterly ruin both of us? Why did they take all of Pete's stuff? Why are we being threatened? It's because whatever they started in motion last December with this Antarctica stuff, where that's their get-out-of-jail-free card, they want to distract us with this really cool thing about Atlantis, they're getting ready to do it. There's something that's getting ready to happen, a meta event, multiple events probably. Pedogate prosecutions, disclosure, possibly being introduced to ETs, possibly learning about Antarctica. I think we're finally on the verge of this happening, and everybody is trying to get their ducks in a row. They're trying to get lined up in position so that they're ready to flip the switch, and they want it to turn out the way they like. And that's apparently activated these benevolent ETs so that they're going to make it impossible for us to be steered off of this positive course, because Kari also said that there is a negative timeline we could end up on where literally, and this is going to sound crazy, but literally we become a planet dominated by evil reptilian extraterrestrials, and there's very few of us left, and we're all slaves to these beings. So we do not want the negative timeline. And all of us are the hero in the hero's journey now. All of us are Luke Skywalker going up against Darth Vader. All of us have to accept, yes, Darth Vader was our father. We voted for these people. We looked up to them. We trusted them. We put our votes in the voting booth. We campaigned for them. We sent money to them. We wrote about them, how much we love them. We published it on the internet. Now we're going to find out they're doing this stuff? It's a worldwide awakening. It's very ugly. We don't like what we're going to learn. But in the aftermath of that, we realize, okay, if they could have lied this much, what else have they been lying about? And that's where disclosure comes in. You have to open your mind and say, if we are literally a planet that is under almost totalitarian global dictatorship, but they have to lie to us and make it look like we're free, then what happens when the truth breaks through? What happens when people awaken from this world where all they've known since the time they were born is lie after lie after lie? And when you wake it up to the truth, it's a very harsh slap in the face. And the first thing you're going to want to do is attack the people who are telling you the truth, because that's a lot more comfortable to dehumanize them and say they're satanic or they're pedophiles or they're super wealthy elites than to actually look at the truth, which is of something much more threatening than whether David Wilcock or Corey Good is making money and has an ego. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got to look at the common enemy here.
Why would Trump resign? Would he resign because he's tired of not being in control of the media and these attacks that he's dealing with every single day? Is it the deep state in control of the media that knows that that's what can control him? They don't want him in power. Or does he get caught in something? Will it be this Russia thing, or is something else going to force him into like a Watergate situation where he's caught and has to resign? Does he throw up his hands, or is he forced into it because of being caught with something illegal?
I'm blindfolded and gagged. I have very little information, and I don't want to talk out of school here by making too many speculations because I have very little information. If I try to connect the dots, I heard from one source that there's a big body of very damning information that they think will make him need to leave the office, and then from a separate source who has four different very high-level insiders, he was told Trump will voluntarily resign next month.
If I'm Trump, if I'm Trump right now, I mean, I think I'm starting to get a little tired, right? I'm getting a little exhausted, and he's always used to being in control. And right now, he is the opposite of that. He is not in control.
Well, they keep trying to throw something at him. You can see this day after day, week after week.
Right.
And I don't think he's an angel. But I also know from everybody who I trust that his administration is run by the Alliance, not the Cabal. And the Alliance are not angels. They're right-wingers. And they're Bible thumpers. And they don't want transsexuals in the military. Okay? We don't necessarily like their opinions. But these are the people who are actually getting it done. These are the people who are actually fighting satanic pedophiles. They have the alpha male characteristics to actually do that, which the rest of us apparently didn't, or else somebody else would have done it before. So you might not like them, but this is what they're doing. These are the people who had the testosterone to step up and make a difference. And you may disagree with them, but you got to step back and pragmatically analyze what's going on here. I think it would be a travesty to have some kind of data dump like that happen. I'm not saying that I want him to resign. Let's be clear on that. I would like to see if he is real. You know, the jury is still out, and I'm optimistic that some massive game changer is going to happen that makes us all very glad that he won instead of Hillary. That could still happen. I would love to see that happen. I would love to see all of these things lead up to something big and spectacular that frees us from these people who literally want to kill all but a few billion people or less. So I am not going to be out there cowering because people try to get my car to kill me or take all my friends' belongings or take Corey's kids away. All I'm going to do is say, by God, this is it. They're desperate, and they wouldn't be this desperate if the rest of the year is going to be a big yawn. They're this desperate because something that we don't know is getting ready to happen, and they know it, and they can't do anything about it except try to prepare. That's what I think is going on right now.
David, I want to thank you, man. I want to thank you for coming on tonight and, again, for answering us, you know, the difficult questions, but sometimes the audience, they hear all of this stuff. The questions need to be addressed directly, and you've never been afraid of that, and I just want to, you know, thank you for that. It can be very uncomfortable, but this is what's going down.
Let me just say this, Jimmy, while we have the chance, and that is we are a grassroots effort. There's a couple things going on. First of all, the paperback version of my book, Ascension Mysteries, just came out on Tuesday. A little over $12, you can get that. Secondly, Gaia, if you go to, I believe we have wisdomteachings.com up and running, you can go to that, and my show has just been rebooted with a lot more production value. It's a much, much more robust program than it used to be. People are very impressed with how much it's improved. And that really helps me out if you sign up for that through one of the codes like on my website. Lastly, if you want to catch my video streaming and any of the stuff that I'm doing to keep you updated, sign up on dwilcock.com and put your email address in there. Now that I'm back in the game, I'm going to be a lot more active, and there's going to be breaking news, and I want to keep everybody informed so that even if my websites get hacked and taken offline, which they're trying to do, these guys got their fingers in my website already. If they take me offline, I will still be able to do mass emails. So please get on dwilcock.com so that even if they try to gag me and silence me, I'll still be able to get through.
Man, crazy times. Crazy times. And
you're not kidding, bro.
You know what, though? we're not going to be silenced. This show's not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. The rest
it's
of the
exciting because this wouldn't be happening if we were losing.
That's you know
we
what?
Wouldn't be getting all this negative attention if we were losing.
It's always the point that it's because we matter. David, if you didn't matter, if Corey didn't matter, if I did, you know what? Then nobody would pay any attention. Right? And
yeah, Jimmy, you just told me about your water heater blowing up and the 2 years worth of renovations you did got destroyed.
Right.
That's all part of this.
Man. Oh, man. We're getting closer
They're
on that, too.
Trying to beat us down, dude.
Yeah. It's a mental challenge, but somehow we get up and we continue to deliver the message and spread the knowledge. And thank Absolutely. You for being part of it. Thank you so much, David. Give my best to everybody in your family, and we'll talk over the weekend. As you know, we head out to Eclipse of Disclosure tomorrow, and the party continues this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.